I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampaign.
Pop the glampaign. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Happy spring, everybody. This is Julie Tussey with the Julie Tussey Show. I am so glad to have you with us today. Wow. Spring has sprung, and I am so happy. Easter is coming. It's one of our favorite times of year. I've been out shopping and getting flowers and doing all those wonderful spring things, getting ready for a new beginning, right? Getting ready for a new beginning. We're going to talk about spring cleaning today on the Julie Tussey Show.
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Find us on social media at facebook.com/TheJulieTusseyShow and connect with the best and the most outrageous 30 minutes of your life.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can.
Talking about spring cleaning on the Julie Tussey Show, and I've been thinking about this. The wonderful thing about spring is it is like a fresh start, right? Everything's all pretty and the grass is green and the flowers are blooming. And it is time and a great time to set goals for your life. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about today about spring cleaning was like really, truly doing some spring cleaning. Winter's been long and everything's been dead and dormant. And maybe in your own life, even you're just not so inspired to clean the house when the sun isn't shining and your closet gets crazy. Oh my gosh, my closet is insane. It doesn't look like a tornado went through it, but it's getting really, really close. And how many of you listening to me today may need to clean your closet too? May need to. I am looking into simplifying. You, all of you know that I sell Premier Designs jewelry. And so I'm an accessory stylist. That means that I can come and help you in your closet to find your base outfits and to make them look fabulous with Premier Designs jewelry, which is awesome. You need to go check it out, julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. Excuse me. And anyway, because of that, though, one of the things that I have learned is that if I choose salads, a lot of salads in my wardrobe, I can actually make many different looks from the salads with my jewelry. And I am loving this idea. Talk about taking the pressure off of my budget, taking the pressure off of having to find so many things. Now, don't get me wrong. You could get, you know, something with floral like we talked about that's coming in, an over jacket. But basically, I go with like a solid top or t-shirt. And then if I'm going to add any wildness, it comes in a jacket or a sweater or a tunic. Is that what they're called? A tunic? You know, those things that don't have arms and they hang down like a super long vest. Yeah, that thing. Anyway, that's where I'm going to bring the color in. So because of that, though, I have this entire closet full of clothing that I just do not wear. I don't wear it. And it's been sitting in there. And you know, they say if you don't wear something for 6 months or longer, you don't need it anymore. And I used to go by the theory of 1 year, but I think I have things in there that have been in there for 20 years. Okay. Some things I just can't seem to let go. So this year, spring 2017, I am purposing to get things cleaned up. Oh my gosh, to get that closet cleaned out. My main concern is that if I do that, I may not have anything to wear but black t-shirts and jeans. Right? Can I get a witness in the house, right? But anyway, it is a wonderful time of year to begin to get things organized and get them disciplined, if you will. Get them organized, get them disciplined, because it makes room for new things. And I'm talking to you today to tell you that if you get rid of the clutter in your house, it helps the clutter in your mind. We'll be right back.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on the Julie Tussey Show.
So back to spring cleaning Julie Tussey's closet. And I hope you join me. We should start a national Clean Your Closet Day in spring, right? We have to call and see what we can do about that. But National Clean Your Closet Day. Oh, my goodness. It will help. I know it's going to help me tremendously. I love when I walk into my closet and it's all organized. So I decided that if there's things I can't let go of, you know, like jackets that I wore in concert when I opened for the Newsboys or anything like that, that are like historical relics, I am going to put them in a tub in my garage, and I'm just going to kind of put them away for a while. So they're not really gone, but they're not cluttering my closet anymore. Shoes. Oh, girls, let's talk. Okay. I'm 29, about 29 times now. Maybe not quite that long. I hope. I need to do some math on that, but I cannot wear all those stilettos and all of those things that I have. And I have shoes in my closet that I need to get rid of. But I'm talking about for spring. Let's declutter. Let's declutter. Let's clean our closets. Let's clean our windows. Let's organize our kitchen cabinets. Let's get ready, because we need to be free of all that clutter so we can go forward. Because spring is the best time of year, in my opinion, to set some new goals. And I'm going to do a whole podcast on that very shortly. But to set your goals, you want to cast the weight off, if you will. So first off, we're going to start with spring cleaning our house. You know, if you have a BFF or a couple of really close girlfriends, or your mom and your sister live close to you, you all could do like they used to do in the old days, and all the family go to the house, or all the friends to, you know, Julie's house and clean. And then the next week they'd go to Susie's house and clean. And then they'd go to mom's house and clean. And so, you know, many hands make little work, and you could organize a party like that. Now me, I am going to try to start cleaning out something once a week. Once a week, I'm going to try to organize, you know, a cabinet. I don't know what it is about life, but man, you can accumulate this stuff, and it isn't always necessarily the greatest stuff to have around, right? So, spring cleaning of the house. The next thing you might want to spring clean is your makeup and jewelry, right? Go through that, and if it's not in, either find a place in the tub to put it in the garage, or get rid of it and get ready for a whole new you for spring 2017. I'm Julie Tussey, smart enough to be a blonde.
Health and beauty are synonymous, and when you find a place that can help you accomplish those two things in your life, you have really found a treasure. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. You have got to go and enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them that Julie sent you. Beautiful You Medical Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on the Julie Tussey Show.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tussie Show. I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
We're back talking about spring cleaning on the Julie Tussie Show. Nobody likes to clean, right? Nobody really likes to clean, I think. I think there are a few people who love to clean, but nobody wants to take the time to really get down in the nitty-gritty and do the deep cleaning. But when you do, oh my gosh, you feel so good about it. So we've talked about spring cleaning your closet. We've talked about spring cleaning your house. And FYI, go to Lowe's, go to Home Depot, go to these places that have organizational tubs and drawers and all of these things, and make it an event. Oh my gosh, make it beautiful. I wanted to share with you something wild that I did, speaking of spring cleaning the house. I bought this old, it wasn't like dilapidated, it was in great shape, but it was an older, you know, wood, oh, what do you call it? An armoire and two side cabinets. It was a great big cabinet system. And when I bought it, I had the vision that I was going to paint it. Well, we painted it, and Gary wanted it Coca-Cola red, and we had it in our studio for a while. And when we painted it, for some reason, the Coca-Cola red turned bright fluorescent orange, and it was really ugly, really ugly. So then we decided to remodel our entire studio here at Red Door Studio 23. And we moved it out. Gary called the kids. Nobody wanted this, oh, horrible cream and fluorescent orange cabinet set. But it was big. I mean, it's like 6 foot tall and just had the potential to be so beautiful. Well, when it was in the garage, I was driving in with my Cadillac one day, and our garage was, you know, your typical garage, store this, store that, and the side that's Gary's side was full of all kinds of tools and things for the construction company. And I saw those cabinets and I thought to myself, you know, when I bought those, I had this idea. I wanted them to be like a 1950s blue green with a cream interior, cream on the panel of the doors, kind of a beachy look and a 1950s look mixed. And I had that vision in my mind when I got these cabinets. So I talked to Gary and I said, listen, I have an idea. How about if I clean the whole garage out really well and I hire a painter and I paint these cabinets and I put them in, so when I pull into the garage with my Cadillac, which now I have an Avalon and that's a whole new story, but when I pulled in with my Cadillac, it would feel like more of an extension of my home because our garage is heated and it's humongous and it's right off of the studio. And so we pulled a Bombay chest out there. We have a refrigerator, microwave. We have a Keurig out there. And when we remodeled the studio, we had extra furniture. So we put that out there. We put the printer out there. And you know what? I painted those cabinets. Actually, John did it. And then I went to Hobby Lobby and I got the coolest poles in there. It's all beachy. And I decorated our garage. And do you know, when I pull in, it feels so nice. It's not like, oh my gosh, I got to get out of here, there's too much trash in the garage. It's beautiful. And that made my home to me so much more cozy and wonderful. It is so nice out there that we could go shoot video out there, but yet we park our cars in there and there's still storage, but it turned out beautiful. And it made me realize, you know, if you just take a little time to declutter your life, it's so, so good for your mind, right? So good for your mind. So that was what I did with my garage. Now, with my closet, I actually have a beautiful chest of drawers that my husband bought to me, and he wrote me a special note in the drawer, and it says something like, "To my angel, I love you." And so I don't want to get rid of this, but I'm thinking about getting a new chest of drawers for the bedroom. And I thought, you know, I could put that chest of drawers in the closet, because really when I get out of the shower, I need my underwear and all of those things, my little panties and my socks and all that first thing right out of the shower, right? So I could put it in there, and then all of these extras could go in the other drawer. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang a cabinet in there. I'm going to put my dresser in there. That's kind of my plan. So I'm planning, and I'm going online and getting ideas. Why not make every space beautiful if you can? So it doesn't take a lot of money. It just takes a little bit of thought and a little bit of deciding what you like. You know, I go on Pinterest, and I go on the internet, and I search and find things that I like and that inspire me, and I implement those in my life. So it's making my mind feel better, right? Making my mind feel better. Now, the last thing I wanted to talk about spring cleaning is, you probably should take a good look at your relationships. We're going to be talking about setting goals. And when you set goals, you want to have people in your corner that are supportive, right? So if you're in a toxic relationship, or what I call a taking relationship, there's givers and takers. And when you get the people that take and take and take and take and suck the life out of you, you might want to rethink how much time is invested in that relationship. We'll be right back. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
Health and beauty are synonymous, and when you find a place that can help you accomplish those two things in your life, you have really found a treasure. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. You have got to go and enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them that Julie sent you. Beautiful You Medical Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful.
Never underestimate the power of a woman in red lipstick.
So talking about spring cleaning your relationships, we could really go on with an arm length list about how to clean things up in your life. And you know what? We may continue on and do that. But today we're talking about spring cleaning your closet, spring cleaning your house, organize your kitchen cabinets, your garage, those things that bother you, and how that will declutter your area and your life. Because guess what? We're going to get ready to set goals. We're going to get ready to set goals, and we want to be able to focus on those. The third thing we've talked about today is how to spring clean your relationships. Spring clean your relationships. In other words, maybe take a step back from the relationships you're in, and you know in your heart, if it's a good thing and adding to your life or if it's a bad thing. But don't be afraid to make changes. Don't be afraid to pull away from the people. You don't have to necessarily cut people completely out of your life, but because I feel like that we need to invest in people, but I can't invest in someone more than I'm investing in myself. And if it becomes detrimental or taking away from my life, then I owe it to myself and my goals and my dreams to step back and take a look at that and make some adjustments, maybe not spending as much time, maybe putting a little distance and getting with people of a like mind and a like heart and like goals. I mean, if you're going to set great goals, find somebody who's doing that great goal and try to become friends with them, or someone who inspires you. Try to always have positive people in your life. Well, Easter's coming up. We're so excited about Easter. We're going to celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. I was reading, just a side note, I was reading about how Easter eggs came into the picture based on the fact of what Easter is about. And it was really surprising. You should look that up, but it's kind of wild. But anyway, the kids are all excited about the candy and the eggs and the Easter bunnies. And it's just a beautiful time of year. I'm very, very excited about spring 2017. We have some great things coming up on the Julie Tussey Show. Shemaine Nugent, who is Ted Nugent's wife, she wrote a book called 4 Minutes a Day to Rock and Roll Your Way to Happy. She is a person that I listen to and follow some because I like to be inspired. And she believes in being happy. I believe in being happy. Anyway, she started a new podcast and she's going to be here on the Julie Tussey Show giving us, dishing out the goods on when she met Ted and how they got together and how she ended up going through some pretty traumatic events that led to her writing this book and living a completely awesome life. I've been talking to Tosca Reno. She's a New York Times bestselling author, Your Best Body Now, and all the Eat Clean Diet books. She is amazing. She has told us she'll be on the show, so we'll try and get her set up pretty soon. It's going to be a great program. I want to take a little time today to tell you that Gary is feeling better. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers and support. It's been a long road. Some of you listening may not know, but my husband was in a head-on collision on March the 3rd. And he had 2 broken ribs, some pretty severe damage in his shoulder, as far as pain-wise and things like that from the seatbelt. The airbag gave him a good knock in the head, and he had a concussion. He had some internal injuries. So we have spent the entire month of March in the doctor's office, it feels like, and at the MRI and the CAT scans and all of those things. But he's finally beginning to feel better. He's been released to work, and I'm so excited about that, and so is he. He can work as much as he can tolerate as he heals. So that's good. The Tussey Construction, which you can find on Facebook if you need something, Tussey Construction is doing well. I don't know how we did it, except by the grace of God, but the company stayed afloat, stayed prosperous. We kept everybody working, so we're thankful for that. But thank you so much for your support. Those of you that gave at the GoFundMe page, that was such a blessing because that really helped Gary and I to get through the month of March. But so things are going good with us. Things are going good with us. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're listening on iTunes, please do give a review, a good review for the Julie Tussey Show. Please do subscribe and let your family members and friends know about the show. We are here for you, baby. We want to help you have a better life. I want to tell you one last thing. If you're listening on Libsyn or you're listening on YouTube, please do subscribe and let us know. Let us know that you're listening. If you have ideas for the program and you'd like to hear our side of things, you'd like to hear, you know, commentaries or talk about subjects, please do email me at julietussey.com. I'm sorry, julietussey@gmail.com. I have so many .coms to tell you. It's just awesome. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show.
When I see you standing across the street, I know you're the man.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.
In a world where two beautiful blonde women settle for nothing less than excellence. From themselves, from their friends, from their loved ones. Julie Tussey, Shemaine Nugent.
Thanks, but honestly, when I met Ted, I couldn't have told you one song that he sang if my life depended on it.
Just when you thought you had a handle on self-control, excellence, vigor, life, and the meaning thereof.
And I wanted to do rather than watch or so much listen. So it was really crazy to me that I actually found someone in the rock and roll industry who didn't drink or smoke. So I think that was the first thing that we had in common.
When the bold, the blonde, the beautiful decide, go big or go home.
Like, some of our best moments together are honestly sitting on the front porch watching our dogs and just watching the sunset. So we have a lot of those moments.
In the continuing struggle for power, prestige, and position, finally, two who have decided game over.
To answer your question, it's great and it's trying at times, but we've been married for 28 years, so we're doing something right.
We thought we understood shock and awe. Now, Shemaine Nugent.
Yeah. To be honest with you, the first 7 years of our marriage, I was pissed off because he was gone, and I didn't realize that I wouldn't be going on the road with him.
We thought we understood shock and awe. Now, Julie and Shemaine.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can.
Reigning force, I think. I feel like now I'm on a mission from God, and I'm unstoppable.
In a world where mediocrity rules, now let the light shine on. Julie Tussey, Shemaine Nugent.
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
I know how grateful I am and how important it is to take care of yourself. So I'm on a mission from God to spread my passion for healthy living with others.
So much intelligence, so much power, so much in such beautiful packages.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.
Power overload. Julie Tussey.
I'm Julie Tussey, smart enough to be a blonde.